Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, September 20th. The two candidates for the 3rd Congressional District disagree about the proposed Jordan Cove project. U.S. Representative Scott Tipton and his challenger, Democrat Diane Mitch Bush, spoke about Jordan Cove with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel yesterday. The proposed project would drill for natural gas in the Western Slope and then ship it to a facility in Oregon for sale to Asian markets. Tipton maintains that there is a clear market for Colorado natural gas, while Mitch Bush said that there is uncertainty over whether there is an Asian market for Colorado natural gas, in part because of contracts the Russian government has signed with China and Japan to supply its own gas. The two candidates disagreed over whether the project really would benefit Colorado workers. Tipton touted the jobs it would create in communities that have been slow to feel the economic recovery, while Mitch Bush thinks that the jobs created in Colorado wouldn't last long. Still, Mitch Bush said she's not taking a position on the project one way or the other. Regarding President Donald Trump's tariffs, Tipton said there is evidence that some rural Coloradans are being hurt by them, but added that they have been shown to have helped solve trade issues with Mexico, Canada, and Europe. Mitch Bush believes that the president has overstepped his authority with the tariffs, and Tipton has said little about it. Here's an update on the Bull Draw fire, still burning about 12 miles outside of Nucla, according to the most recent press release from Incident Commander Cordell Taylor. As of yesterday afternoon, the fire had grown to 32,545 acres and was listed at 60% contained. 118 firefighting personnel are working the blaze. Warmer weather, less rain, and dry conditions have combined with increased fuels due to seasonal leaf fall to cause a surge in fire activity. Due to the increased fire activity and to provide for firefighter and public safety, the forest closure area was expanded on Wednesday. The new closure includes the Divide Road from the junction with Dominguez Road and south to Divide Road and Windy Point Junction. The closure is approximately 17 miles. Wednesday, the fire was active along the Divide Road, including the Big Atkinson drainage area and near the UC Cow Camp. Crews were successful in catching spot fires that appeared outside of the fire perimeter and used burnout operations along the Divide Road to decrease the amount of available fuel between the road and the active flame front, creating stronger control lines. An engine crew conducted night operations to patrol areas where burn operations were conducted during the day shift and to contain four spot small fires that occurred prior to the night shift. Today, firefighters will continue to actively engage in suppression activities, including using burnout operations where safe and appropriate. Crews will mop up and secure areas where spot fires occurred. Firefighters will also use leaf blowers to remove fallen leaf litter in burned areas adjacent to roads to eliminate the potential for reburn. Firefighters, Forest Service law enforcement officers, and sheriff's deputies actively contacted hunters and recreationists in the fire area yesterday to warn of potential danger. The public in the area is encouraged to remain vigilant, be aware of their surroundings, and be prepared to evacuate should the fire threaten their safety. Hunters with tags that may be impacted by fire activity may contact the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Montrose Field Office with questions. Up next, we have a story from Suzanne Potter. The Trump administration is making changes to the Endangered Species Act that could have lasting impacts upon oil and gas development and recreation in Colorado and across the country.
Time is almost up to put in your two cents on the Trump administration's slate of changes that conservation groups say will weaken the Endangered Species Act. The public comment period ends this Monday, the 24th. The feds argue that the act, as it's currently written, unnecessarily holds up worthy commercial projects. But Lita Huta, who heads the Endangered Species Coalition, says the law has successfully staved off extinction for 99% of the species on the list. She contends the changes would favor industry profits over the survival of species like Joshua trees, monarch butterflies, bald eagles, moose, polar bears, and bumblebees.
They will make it harder to protect wildlife, harder to protect habitat, more difficult to help species adapt to climate change. So from just every perspective, we're really in trouble.
Right now, species that are listed as threatened are automatically protected. The new proposal would lift that blanket protection until the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service would issue specific rules for that species, which could take months or years. People can register their thoughts on the changes at the website regulations.gov. Huta warns that if these changes are approved, big industrial projects would be able to get permits more quickly and would need to make fewer efforts to avoid harming or killing endangered species.
Large corporations, the oil and gas industry in particular, has been fighting endangered species protections for decades, and other extractive industries will see great benefit to them from having fewer protections for endangered species.
Another proposed change would allow the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to factor in economic impacts, not just science, when deciding to list a species or place limitations on a project. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And finally today, a busy weekend in high school football will wrap up the non-conference portion of team schedules. In Paonia, it's homecoming weekend for the Eagles. Paonia lost its first game of the season, but rebounded with two shutout wins and is 2-1 on the year. The Eagles will host Basalt on Friday night at 7 p.m. at Paonia Town Park. Basalt is undefeated and is ranked number 5 in 2A. The Longhorns have given up one touchdown all season. After beating Gunnison's junior varsity last week, Hotchkiss is 2-1 and will go to Steamboat Springs tomorrow night, while Cedar Edge will kick off at home against Salida, and Olathe hosts Coal Ridge. Delta is on the road at Bennett. In 4A, Montrose continues to climb up the polls and is ranked number 4 with a 3-0 record. The Indians are at home tomorrow night at 7 p.m. against Palisade. Number 6, Fruita Monument, hosts Grand Junction. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, September 20th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.